Hey, what's your problem? You have business problems? We have business solutions.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Life is a fight. In business, every day is a fight. So, hey, what's your problem?
Yeah. What is your problem? Thanks, J.D. Wells, John David Wells. Check him out at the Wells Report. He's the one that does the voiceover for this particular podcast. From the Big Dot HQ in Spring Hill, Tennessee, this is the What's Your Problem podcast. Go check us out, bigdotlighting.com. And, of course, follow and subscribe at whatsyourproblempodcast.com. So many websites, so little time. This is a podcast that is about the average business owner that is going through the stuff right now, that has the problems right now. There are enough podcasts out there that talk about the business owner that's achieved the pinnacle, sold their business, and is looking back on all the stuff they went through. I want to know what you're going through right now. That's why we talk to Spring Hill, Thompson Station, Franklin, generally Middle Tennessee business owners and professionals who are going through the stuff right now. Capiche? I am your host, Jim McCarthy, with Jim McCarthy Voiceovers and BigDotLighting.com. Today, I am excited because I love it when we have good, hardworking, powerful people here from Spring Hill who have made an impression and are, you know, like every other business owner in Spring Hill, having their own challenges. So please welcome to the show, Ms. or Mrs.?
Ms.
Ms. Angela Privett. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you.
How are you today?
Wonderful.
You've taken the time out and come to our bunker here inside the Big Dot HQ. So tell me, getting to the beginning of this, tell me a bit about your backstory. Where did you come from? You and I, you know, we caught up a little bit. This is the first time I'm ever meeting you.
Mm-hmm.
First time you're meeting me. So talk to me a little bit about, tell me about yourself. Let's kvetch.
Well, the first thing that most people will tell you that everything to me is my family. I have children, age 30 and 28.
Five. You don't look old enough to have children.
Thank you very much. That was what I was fishing for.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, here we go. We'll do the, all right.
Yes, I have two wonderful children, five grandchildren. Moved here from the state of Florida. Worked for the Villages in Florida for many years.
Are you from Florida?
No.
Okay, I can tell. You know how I can tell? Because you say Florida.
Florida.
That indicates to me that you're from like the Northeast or something. Is that true?
No.
Where are you from?
They taught me to say it that way, but I am from the state of Alabama.
Alabama. So if you say Florida, because that's like a New Jersey, New York thing to do.
That's because that was the majority of my clients all the years I worked in Florida.
Yeah, they're all moving down there. They're the smart ones, right? So a majority of your career you've spent in Florida. I say Florida, but you know.
No, actually, before that I was in East Tennessee. I owned a real estate company over there as well.
Right.
Worked in a lot of pre-construction, log cabins and condos.
Cool.
Lakefront properties. And then when the market turned, you know, we've all lived through 2008,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
2010, I was invited to the Villages, and it was very, very good to me while I was there.
So the Villages, you were kind of like the on-site agent down there?
Yeah, we had over 200 agents with the Villages,
okay.
And I was a sales representative.
How was that? I mean, that had to be just an exciting time to be there, because, I mean, they have, you know, amazing marketing. You must have had such an inbound amount of leads coming in. Was it like shooting fish in a barrel?
Light them up and sign them up.
Nice. Gotta love that.
That was always my motto. Line them up and sign them up.
That's right.
You had that many people.
Mm-hmm. So talk about your success down there. How did you do?
I think I did very well. God bless beyond measure. I called it divine intervention many, many times. Out of the number of agents we had, I was agent of the year more than once.
Nice.
And work ethic, vision, a plan, exit strategy.
So you had the end in mind.
Absolutely.
Going into it. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you've learned early on in your business acumen, or was it something that you'd kind of figured out over time?
I always say, look at the end first, and then you back your way into it. What are my goals? And each year I looked at what my goals were.
Right.
And when I moved there in 2010, I said, I'm here for a reason and a season.
Mm-hmm. with the villages. Yep. And what was it? Do you want to talk about the reason? What was it?
Family.
You want to go
down there for the right reasons. And I learned a lot. Can't put a price tag on education.
Right.
I made a very incredible income. And I walked in 2016 and said, I think my day is ending, because right. I wanted to come home, not knowing where home was at, you know. And then I found Spring Hill.
How did you find Spring Hill? How did you land here?
I first landed in Franklin. I had bought a home there, not knowing the area very well. I chose Middle Tennessee because I had children in Illinois and children in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And so I chose straight up and down I-65.
Perfect landing place.
Perfect landing spot.
Interesting play on words there that I just use, oddly enough. But you also, you and I were talking before, you went from real estate to insurance.
Yes, I own an insurance agency with Farmers.
Mm-hmm. Farmers Insurance. When did that begin?
I bought that just about 2 years ago.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you're still pretty well into it. Mm-hmm. And are you still doing real estate here as well?
Yes, still doing real estate, predominantly right now in Murfreesboro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why out there?
Why out there? Because I sought opportunity, and that's what the opportunity turned up.
It's a growing market. I mean, it has been a growing. It's explosive.
Well, if you read the Planning Commission minute from preliminary plat to final approvals, you'll see where the trend's going.
Right.
And I've watched trends, and there's a lot going on in Rutherford County, as any other counties.
Is there a lot of people from Spring Hill that are migrating over that way, you think?
There's a lot of people from Davidson County and Williamson County migrating that way.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah. You look at price points, you look at taxes, you look at
infrastructure.
A lot of things. Exactly.
Yeah.
Impact fees. You know, there's so many reasons why people are moving to Rutherford County.
So tell me, you get here, you're starting an insurance company, you're doing real estate, you got a lot going on, you've got, you know, your kids and everything that are coming back. Any grandkids yet? Or
five
grandkids. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's good.
Let me get the, that's applause worthy, right?
Exactly.
So tell me a bit about, you know, the landing and how that all came about.
The landing came about probably when I made the offer on the insurance agency. I was looking for office space, but the building was more than what I needed. And
right.
So I thought, you know, what can I turn it into in addition to office space? So I wanted to turn it into a multi-use facility with multi-tenants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken some time, but, you know, and we've run into our obstacles like any other business, especially during COVID, but we've gotten there. We have the multi-tenants now.
Well, the funny thing about that piece of property is the fact that you know, as long as I've been here since 2005, right?
Yeah.
And that property has always been, it's always been that building, mm-hmm. at least as long as I've been here. I cannot remember. I remember Hiller being there. You guys had told me about a honky-tonk that was there. That was short-lived, though.
No, that was long.
Was it a long time?
That was like back in the 70s.
80s.
Yep. The 70s. Oh, wow.
The hitching post.
Really? Why are you raising your eyebrows, Jen, when you say the hitching post? Was it like a meat market kind of thing? Or?
No. That's where you go find the next one. Get hitched.
All right. Well, it was pretty simple. I guess they didn't really go that racy back then around the Spring Hill area. We moved here before Kroger, the CD Kroger, as they call it. It was a nursery. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. When Port Royal and Buckner didn't even connect. So when we were building our house, we had to go like all the way around in the Bailey's Trace, Burtonwood area. So you get into this building, continue on with the story. So you wanted to build it out so you have multiple tenants that, you know, in any good business owner's mind, well, I'm going to buy this property. I'm not footing the bill. Mm-hmm. I want to bring people in that are going to pay me rent that foot my bill and then some. Was that the idea?
The idea was to renovate the building to set up several income revenue streams.
Right.
Yeah, there. That was the whole idea.
For family gatherings, entertainment,
exactly.
Recreation, things of that nature.
And, you know, and everything it is today was everything that in everything I designed it to be a year ago. Jen,
right.
You were there when, you know, you saw the vision. Jen saw the printouts on the wall that I had. because it was a vision board to me. On the days I would get so tired working on the building because I did a lot of the renovation, it would keep me going, you know, because right. what I wanted was what I called a family-friendly destination, which is why it's called The Landing.
Right.
And I called it The Landing because I felt like finally, after all the years of real estate and all the things I had journeyed through, that I felt like I had finally landed. I landed home. I'm home. Spring right. Hill is home. And that is how The Landing came to be The Landing. It's finally home.
So what was some of the businesses that started coming out to, you know, sublet the property?
Well, now we have Blame Sweets and Treats, which is the ice cream shop, which is the original concept idea that I had, to have an ice cream shop in there, maybe a coffee shop in there, a party room. And we have all that. We just have it set up differently because nothing really ends up the way you first envision it will be.
Right.
At first, it was me owning it all. But then I sublet it to someone in the restaurant industry. And Roosevelt Blake has that now, Blame Sweets and Treats. We have the coffee, the mobile coffee station outside on the property. And we have the event room now, and we have the 1,000-square-foot patio we have for live entertainment outside.
You know, it's funny that you say, when I'm writing this down, I always kind of, whenever something pops out at me, nothing ever ends up what you intended it to be.
No.
That's very interesting, because we are actually going through a season like that here at Big Dot.
Yeah.
2016, Tim Cooper and myself, we sat down at McDonald's off of Port Royal and said, hey, let's go sell, convert businesses' lighting to LEDs. Among other things that I was juggling at the time, it was one of the efforts that we had started, right? And right now, 5 years later, we never realized that car washes would be a massive business to us. And isn't that weird? It just kind of comes to it. It comes to you. I always tell people, I said, sometimes you just need to let the market come to you. Mm-hmm. You know, your intentions, like what you're talking about, may not always end up where you wanted them to be.
Exactly.
And that's okay. If it works, it works, right?
It works. And, you know, really, the scenario could not be any better now because I'm back in real estate full time.
Right.
And I have tenants coming in there and running their part of the entity there.
Right.
And now I can be very, very hands off, you know, and we're going into the next phase of The Landing very, very soon.
Now, are you still running your insurance business out of there as well?
No, it's not really needed because insurance, especially with COVID and a lot of other things, we've learned that we can all work from home.
Right.
You know, the phones can ring from home.
Yeah.
And so the office space is not needed. So it is strictly a family friendly destination. And we're expanding it a little bit, and we'll be announcing that here in the near future too. What else is coming to The land?
Is it something you want to announce here?
It's going to be with some partners, but we may bring them on the next setting.
Sure.
Let them tell you what we're going to be doing.
You're a woman that's full of scoops that is making me salivate. Because I want the "you heard it here first" scoop.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, is there, so that's the other interesting aspect about it, is that you started the landing earlier this year, right?
We actually opened around December of last year.
So 2019.
And we didn't plan for COVID, did anybody?
Nobody did.
How do you plan for that?
You don't. No. You can't. You know, with the media run-up that it did.
Exactly.
But no, let's not get into that.
Exactly.
So you had to pivot. Mm-hmm. You know, talk a little bit about that. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, a curveball is thrown at you.
Yeah, when you're throwing a curveball, you go figure out, you don't look at the problem, you go find the solution. Mm-hmm. And it takes a little time to, you know, find the solution or think about how to find the solution. So when I closed the doors earlier this year, I first thought I would sell it.
Mm-hmm.
But who's really buying a restaurant built? Something that's designed to be a restaurant, and who's really buying something like that in the middle of COVID? They're really not.
Right.
So in July, I decided we're moving forward with our plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it made sense having an outdoor meeting space.
That's what when I really put some Facebook posts out there, I asked the city what they wanted to see here, and it all boiled back down to outdoor entertainment. Everything boiled back down to outdoor entertainment for all the young families we have in this town.
Right.
So, and now we are there.
So, I mean, I remember those posts, you asking, you know, what do you want me to do with this thing?
Exactly.
You know, and it was kind of interesting because I was, you know, like what we're talking about, let the market kind of come to you.
Tell you what you want.
Yeah. Right.
I had everything from putt-putt golf to go-karts to movies out on the ground, something mm-hmm. that people could come to and be outdoors, which is why I didn't really know then why I was pouring a 1,000-square-foot patio out back, because when the contractor asked me, how big you want the patio? I said, you know, 50 by 20, And it's like, now what are we going to do with it? Not knowing what all I was going to do with it then, but now there's some beautiful picnic tables out there, strong lights are out there, you know.
I have not been on that property, but is it covered? Is it a covered patio?
No, that is in the next phase.
Okay. That's the evolution.
That's part of the evolution that's coming for the spring of next year.
So you've done the movie theater, you've done kids movies out there too, you said?
Yes. Roosevelt Blake and his partners, they have some movie screens that they have some family-friendly movies out there on the property, which it just fits the whole concept there.
Right.
To have Saturday night movies, Friday night movies to come out with a family.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did you want to talk about some of the challenges that you had?
Well, we've had multiple challenges. You know, it could be everything from, you know, just what it takes to renovate a building to getting through the planning and zoning and making sure that you're being compliant with their needs and wishes, but yet taking care of your own livelihood.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, you got to make sure your bills are paid.
Exactly. And we've had some obstacles that may have probably played a lot in my decision and, you know, maybe closing our doors, you know, when COVID hit, you know, you got the two impacts there. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe I made a mistake, you know, and because nothing really ever turns out again the way you originally planned. I'm thinking, well, did I make a mistake in doing this? No, I did not make a mistake. When I see, we had a 1-year-old's birthday party there Saturday. You see all these families all over the property. I mean, you see, and when I've had 15-year-old birthday parties there and, celebration of life even.
Mm-hmm.
We've had every type of event on the property you can think of inside that room. And when you see a room full of people and all these families come together for an event, or even we do a lot of nonprofit things on the property too as well. You know, and we have different children's organizations that use it through the week, which is free of charge. You know,
right.
If we're not Monday nights, especially Tuesday nights, whether it be Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, lacrosse, Summit High School use it for some of their things. When I see the room filled with that, no, I did not make a mistake.
Right.
You know, it is what God intended it to be.
I was about to say, you let go and let God at that point.
Let go and let God.
You know, it's He'll provide if it's meant to be. It's meant to be.
And now, you know, in the next phase, you know, I talk about it, I wasn't looking for someone to come in with me to bring an additional concept, but they came to me. They sought me out. Roosevelt Blake came to me and said, I want to do the ice cream shop. All right. I didn't seek anyone out. They came.
Well, I mean, you had me at ice cream. So what is the, what kind of, is it homemade?
No, it.
Down home?
Oh my goodness. What is it homemade?
It's
Cheney's Dairy Farm. Carl Cheney had a vision many, many years ago when he created Cheney's ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we brought it to Tennessee.
What are you saying, Jen? You're gesturing over here. Here, can you get that? Can you get the mic up? Just crank it up. There you go.
All right, Jim.
Yeah.
How have you never been to Cheney's?
I don't know. I'm an ice cream fanatic. Should be.
So it's between Bowling Green and Franklin.
Right.
And it's a small family farm with only Jersey cows. So Jersey cows put out...
Jersey cows. You know what I'm talking about, huh?
Jersey. So Jersey cows put out milk that are like a higher fat percentage.
Right.
And when you're making ice cream, the higher the fat percentage, the more smoother and creamy mm-hmm. the ice cream is going to be. It's amazing. Like, you can go up to the farm. You can tour the farm. You can see, like, down through where they milk the cows. It's all automated. Like,
so it's just fatty ice cream.
Fatty ice cream. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely amazing. You go for, like...
It's not Breyers.
No.
No?
It's amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. No.
It's amazing ice cream.
So do they serve... Is it primarily you walk in and it's an ice cream shop right now?
In 400 square feet.
How have I not found out about this?
Yeah. You've been, you know.
I know.
Quite busy yourself.
I guess, yeah.
They are in one portion of the building, because when I designed the building out, I designed it for the multi-use tenant.
Mm-hmm.
They're in one half of the building, and then we've still got the party room in the other half. Everyone has their own entry, their own keys to their own part of the building. So then that way you can run several things from one location. But yes, it is an ice cream in the 400 square feet with outdoor seating.
Wow. So, I mean, I guess what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing this weekend. They do milkshakes?
Yes, they do.
Milkshakes are my thing. I have not even been to Andy's yet, the custard place, frozen custard. My son has, but I haven't been out there myself. Like, my wife's like, it's really expensive. I'm like, it's, you know, got to try it out at some point.
Yeah. Support local business.
You really do. You really do. What are any other challenges that kind of came to mind that you want to talk about at all? Or anything that you're going through right now you want to talk about that maybe we can find a solution for you? Angela, what is your problem? I forgot to put the jingle on. We have a jingle now. I forgot to put it on the board.
Okay.
Sounds like Wheel of Fortune. Instead of Wheel of Fortune, we say, what's your problem?
Yeah, I guess the problem I think I might run into again is when we bring a new concept and we have to get additional permits, not necessarily that we're bringing additional people onto the property, but we're bringing an additional concept.
Right. Do they want you to be more singular thought out? Like they just want, well, this is a singular based property. We don't want you to have a multitude of different ideas going on. Is that the problem?
It's a gray area for them. It's new territory.
Right.
You know, because when I brought the venue idea, it's kind of like, well, we don't know where to classify this.
Right.
I'm like, it's a party room. It's like a simple
event space.
Event space. Yeah. With a coffee shop and
ice cream.
Ice cream, yeah. You know.
To and me, they go together.
It's like, exactly. And then you add, you know, I would love to see pizza on the menu, you know, for them. That's what their next, part of their next phase is in the and we've got a few other things.
That look, you know, if Dunkin' Donuts can coexist with Baskin-Robbins, exactly. Why can't, I mean, coffee goes together with ice cream beautifully.
You know, when you're dealing with a COVID season, you look at all entities to
you have to revenue. Do what you have to do.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
And in doing that is probably when I run into some of the obstacles with the city because, you know, it's just different. It is way different what we're doing there. It's not a Chick-fil-A. It is not a Chili's. It is a family-owned small.
So there's a little bit of a favoritism towards some of the better established incoming big corporate brands.
You know, I just feel like it's a little bit more challenging for the small business owner than is actually necessary in the city of Spring Hill.
Right.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is tough. Yeah. You know, it's tough opening up a new business no matter what, but and then dealing with 2020 election season and a COVID all at the same time, whatever we want to call
rioting,
call all this. Exactly.
Protests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, but
it's been
a
fun year.
But you know what? God has seen us through each and every turn.
Man, these are the times that make you closer to God.
That's exactly.
They bring you closer to God because, you know, when things are good, you don't need God.
That's exactly
you think you
know. Right.
Right.
You think you don't because you think you're invincible. But there is no better time for an outdoor venue.
Absolutely.
With all these different things on the property that generates revenue for each and every tenant. You know, we've only got three tenants on the property.
Right.
But then we have vendors that come in out there on the property on weekends, whether it be the local farmer or a sweet, sweet couple from Hawaii doing their kettle corn out there. They pull in on Saturdays.
Nice.
Everything that they're pulling in there and the vendors that are pulling in on the weekends that are there, it's everything that the town needs because there's nothing. We don't even actually have an ample space for the farmer's market anymore. As far as I know, we're not having the farmer's market.
Where was it held at one point?
Harvey Park.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Harvey Park. So, and we are hoping that if they're not going to do that there next year, that maybe we can help carry that load for the city.
Right. You got the space. Why not? Right. So, I mean, do you do multiple things every weekend or, you know, as long as you have the space cordoned off on the property for how many people can you, if you maxed it out, how many people could you have on property for a weekend?
We would like to do multiple things on the property for the city.
Right.
We really, really would because Spring Hill is all about young families, and there's a lot of young families here. And the biggest complaint we would hear all the time is there's nothing for young families to do.
Young families and judgment, depending on what Spring Hill Facebook page you're on.
Exactly. Yeah.
So going forward with this, having the different kinds of things, and the farmer's market is interesting. I remember them having it up by the Thompson Station Church at one point. The farmer's market. I don't know if they're still doing it there. But you were willing to take it on, during the week. Why not?
I think it's a great location for that, for the city. And we've got other things, but we would like to do multiple things for the city at the landing.
Right.
For the residents of the
community. Yeah, generally good weather every weekend, typically, exactly. Especially during the fall season. So, for any business that's looking, I mean, especially in the age of COVID, you got a social distance. I mean, you're outside.
Exactly.
There
is
perfect.
No better time for an event space venue than now.
Right.
And that's one thing. The landing's gear is now laid out properly for that type atmosphere. We are laid out absolutely properly. For that, with the picnic tables outside and all the green space all the way around the building.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Looks very nice.
And then you've got the event space. We've got a room that will hold, I think I've got seating for up to 40, 45 on the inside.
On the inside. And the patio is 1,000 square feet.
1,000 square feet. We have a few picnic tables out there that are really nice. Yeah.
Right.
And it's lit up at night. We've got the lights that we turn on at night.
And they look good.
Yeah, they do. They're very appealing,
I mean, we can take a look at those for you. Big Dot is good at lighting.
We might want to talk after this.
We can put some parking lot lights in and all that fun stuff.
We do need parking lot lights.
Yeah, I am trying to sell you right now.
Mm-hmm. Show me the dollar.
But so looking for businesses, kind of getting out in front of, if you wanted to put out a call to action or an ask, What do you want to say to the businesses or people looking to, what are you looking for moving forward?
For the landing or for the town?
Well, I mean, for both. Start with the landing. What do you, moving forward, if you're a business that is blank, this is how we can help you, maybe something like that.
Well, if you're a business that is looking for space to hold a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Events, mm-hmm. If local businesses, if you're a nonprofit looking for space, because a lot of places are not allowing you to utilize their spaces because of COVID.
Right.
Well, we're allowing you to utilize our space. If you're a nonprofit and it's Monday through Thursday, the space is free for you. It is. It's just come on
in. Very cool.
Yeah. If you're a business entity and you wanted to lease the space for the evening or for a party, for office party, just give me a call.
Right.
Because it's very accommodating for office parties and different family parties.
I just had an idea. Have you had anybody reach out to you to do, pictures with Santa? Anything like that during the month of December?
Not as of yet, but we did Santa on a few occasions last year.
Right.
Revolving door around the building.
Also, another idea, and you can take this and run with it and thank me later, the choreographed Christmas lights. Who could drive by.
Tell me more.
Tuning in to putting like a radio station up and having the massive light display. I mean, some of these people start in August putting lights on their homes, and they have like collection for donation out front where you can put, either a food drive or a cash donation kind of thing. And you pull up in your car, you watch the lights, you tune in on a certain frequency on your radio, and the lights go to the music. Just an idea.
I'm telling you, the green space on the south end is perfect for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got drive-through kind of light show kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You got all the parking space. I would imagine that people would sit in the parking lot and just do that. Mm-hmm. Free idea.
Grab the ice cream while you're there and your favorite cup of coffee from Fully Leaded Coffee. Fully Leaded Coffee is on the premises now.
Do they combine forces and do like a caffeinated ice cream drink that they can possibly do?
That's a great idea.
Thank you. I'm telling you, I am full of great ideas. Trouble is, most of them stink.
That's a very good one.
Thank you,
Jim. That's a very good idea, too.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to say, so also ideas and urges for the city. We're going to talk about that. Any ideas for that?
Ideas for the city. I would like to create more regular events on the property that are geared towards families on the property. Right. We've run into some obstacles in the past with the city on that in planning our events, and we're hoping to work through those.
Right. Mm-hmm. So just, hey, you know, city, be a little bit more lenient for crying out loud. We're a small business here.
We're a small business, and where is there a place for people to go to have so much outdoor green space to socialize in and to be outdoors? But yeah, if I could ask anything, I wish the city was a little bit more lenient to the idea of regularly planned events. And it's actually, we've not planned those regular events due to the obstacles that we've had in the past that we're trying to work through.
What about, like, you know, networking events with the chamber and stuff like that?
Perfect.
Have you thought about that? Or
I spoke with the chamber on a few different occasions that, of course, they could utilize our space anytime they needed to.
Hey, man, we're spitballing ideas here on the What's Your Problem podcast. Angela, I got to say thank you for taking the time for coming in. I hope you had fun.
Yeah.
Is it the best podcast you've ever been a part of?
The only podcast I've
ever been. That's not what I'm looking for, but I'll take it.
It was very good, Jim.
Thank you. It was great to meet you as well. And I wish you all the best in your endeavors. And we're going to have to come out there and check out the ice cream for sure.
We would like that.
Because
And we'll
Lord
see what
knows.
We can do on the lights in the parking lot.
Exactly. And you know, Lord knows I need more ice cream in my life. I mean, look at me. I'm withering away here.
Well, come on out.
Absolutely. Go check her out. Where can people find you, first of all?
5159 Main Street.
And also on Facebook, just look for The Landing.
Just look for The Landing. You can't miss it.
You have an Instagram handle?
Not very good at Instagram.
Not doing the Instagram thing, just sticking the Facebook? Yes. Okay. I mean, if you go to the Spring Hill pages, like iHeart Spring Hill or Spring Hill iHeart It, any of those pages, and type in your name or The Landing, you'll get all that information. Or just type it in the Facebook in general, you'll be able to find
out. And we do have a website, thelandingatspringhill.com.
Thelandingatspringhill.com. Write that down. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Jen, for being a part of this and helping me out take notes. But go check that out. Again, thanks for checking out the podcast. Please listen, subscribe, rate, and review by going to whatsyourproblempodcast.com. Brought to you by The Big Dot, biglighting.com. Angela, once again, thank you very much. Thanks for being here.